Because it raises questions about whether we are doing good work with the public's money. Whenever that's raised, that is a concern. For me, the point in his letter, which really I find problematic, is that he suggests that, and he calls them micro-settlements, but our small rural Alaska villages essentially aren't worthy of federal investment through the Denali Commission. If you take that farther, you then say, well, if they're not worthy of federal investment by the Denali Commission, are they worthy of federal investment by the Indian Health Service, EPA, Department of Agriculture, Housing and Urban Development? Then you have to say, what about the rest of rural America? There's over 50 million Americans who live in rural America. If you follow the train of the logic, should we not invest in rural America? And I don't agree. I think we should invest in rural America. I think we should invest in rural Alaska. And I don't agree with his opinion.
He likened the Denali Commission to being a middleman and said that money should be sent, if they're going to spend this money in rural Alaska, it should be spent or sent directly to the tribes or to the state. How do you respond to that?
That is a question of what value does the commission add. And I believe the commission adds a tremendous amount of value. I'll give you two examples. The first is on our health facilities program. At the time we developed it, and I was the one who developed it 12 years ago, there was no one state or federal agency that had overarching responsibilities for primary care facilities in rural Alaska. Well, we raised our hand as an agency. We said, we'll take lead. So we developed a process that in effect, put in 120 state-of-the-art facilities. So what we did is we developed a process that worked with the community, worked with stakeholders to identify what are those health needs in the community, and then translate those health needs into facility space, and then we translate it into funding. I use that as an example to showcase how the commission can convene many program partners who touch an issue but don't embrace the entire issue because of their statute or regulatory limitations. And so currently we're working on one on energy efficiency. Many folks are working on energy efficiency. As you know, energy costs have increased threefold in rural Alaska in the last 10 years, and it's very debilitating to a lot of households. So you have a lot of agencies working on trying to address this. But what we have observed and we're trying to demonstrate is try to do a community-scale non-residential energy efficiency upgrade. So you use the economy scale of coming into the community and doing all energy audits at one time. And that's very hard to do. And that gets to what I think is the magic of the commission, where we add value, in that ability to convene all the different players and then take on an issue that no one player can do, but we can.
There's a lot of support from the congressional delegation. The Denali Commission has gone from a high in 2006, I believe, of about $160 million to $150 million to, I think the average allocation now is about $10
million. We receive about $10 million in discretionary funds, and then we also have another pot of funding called TAPL, Trans-Alaska Pipeline Liability. So all told, we're about $16 million a year. Although that is a far cry from $150 million, let me tell you, $16 million is a lot of money. And we could do a lot of good things if we leverage them right and address things. So if you talk about the question of energy efficiency and looking at modest little projects, that may not seem like much. But if we can work with program partners and develop it so that you do it on a community scale, that can be very impactful.